always wanted to be beautiful, sexy, seamless. 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul, baby, feel it all so silky smooth. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow.
Soul glow.
All right, folks, welcome. It is here, the NJCC.
The NJCC,
the National Jerry Curl Championships.
It's a championship.
Championships. Shout out to everyone that's been voting so far in the playing games, man. People are upset, man. And we forgot a curl, man. It may be a travesty of a curl we did leave out of this, Javon.
For real? Hold on. Oh man. Okay. Well, I mean, I think the curl that we have here. I think he won't be missed.
And it's not like he was going to win the championship either, though. It was just, you know.
No,
no disrespect to his curl. He wasn't going to make it to the end. He wasn't going to make it all the way.
The rest of the opponents, I think, are very formidable opponents for each other. And I think, I have my pick on who I want to win it all.
So look, we're gonna break down the brackets real quick. So if you want to vote in this, go to playbuzz.com/National Jerry Curl Tournament, or you can go to our Facebook fan page and click the link there, or on the Twitter page as well, or go to the straightolc.podbean.com where you listen to this podcast. Click on that link, and it will be in the show notes for this. So vote. So we already had the voting going. Do you want to update people on the votes right quick? How it's looking so far? Do you want me to go and put it up for people to find out how things going so far since we started?
I think we need to let them go to the page
and see it for themselves.
Yeah, we put it like this. We got a lot of votes. We want all y'all to see, though, because we trying to make this go viral, because we need everybody to understand the significance of the curls and how much it's done for our people and our communities.
How much it's done for our people.
It's
a long-standing thing, man. The curl has been everything for us as black people, man. It changed. And shout out to my boy Double D, man. He said, did the end of the curl start to happen when Michael Jackson got burned in the Pepsi commercial? Was that the beginning of the ending of the curl?
I would say that was when people were a little more cautious. They were like, oh, damn, you for real? Oh, man, I got to use something different then, because shit. I just got done working on the car today, and they got damn carburetor blew out and sparks shot down at my head. Thank God, people start thinking about stuff that happened to them. So they start being more careful with their curl. They started using aloe. And they activate it, so the aloe don't burn.
Aloe. So the end of it was coming to America, basically, right?
Yeah, I would say around then.
That's what, because you know, the nail in the coffin, basically, with them jokes, right?
Yeah. I think he did.
And then Robin Harris, too, though. Robin Harris, too, though. Follow the drip.
Follow the drip. Yeah. He said, nigga, you like E.T. with a Jerry curl. Nigga, can't go nowhere. Can't do no crime. Nigga, follow chip. Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so right now, the playing games, we have four quadrants, four fields, hip-hop, R&B.
Hey, is it really noisy on my end right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me walk back out here. Because, hey, listeners, I'm on the move right now. I'm back.
Yeah, but we wanted to make sure we got this out to y'all and everything for the bracket. So shout out to Javon for making it happen, man. All right, so we have four quadrants: R&B, hip hop, movies and TV, and sports. All right, so in the playing games that you can vote for right now, if you go to, like I said, you can go to the link and vote, is South Central Cartel versus Ronnie DeVoe right now, man. It's hot and heavy. Some people are a little bit upset about South Central Cartel making it. Cause they
what?
Because some people ain't seen the whole bracket, man. They just going off just.
Okay.
We just, this is just the playing games. The whole, I was like, you got to go to see the web, to our Facebook page and see the whole bracket.
Yeah.
Well, that's the only
you gotta have your JUCO colleges in there with exactly. The, you know, with some of the D1s, you know.
Exactly. And then these girls are that good that they had, we wanted them in here, but they couldn't be necessarily in the tournament. They had to vote their way in. I said, South Central Cartel versus Ryan DeVoe. Who you liking in that, man?
Me, I'm more of Ryan DeVoe curl. I mean, he had, you know, the curl. It was straight to the point. It was medium in the back, but more so like an afro type curl. But it was straight to the point. You knew what he was going for. It was a good look. So I will go with Ryan DeVoe. Me personally.
Okay. All right. Next up in the hip hop category, we got Carl the Tooth Williams. Jamie Foxx's character from In Living Color versus Rick
James. That was an awesome curl.
Yeah, versus Rick James.
Hold on. You just see that. That's a curveball right there. Rick had that long, he had a long, like a long warlock curl. You know, it was nice though, man. I might go with Rick on this one though. I'm going to go with Rick James.
All right. Then we go to the R&B category. We got the great L. DeBarge versus Jamie Foxx.
Rhythm of the Night versus
early
80s
Jamie
Foxx. Right. I got to go with Rhythm of the Night. I got to go with L, man, because that curl was impeccable. His whole family, they had a whole family full of. When your family got a curl, just a whole one curl, your whole family got a curl. You know, it's going to make yours that much better. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I got to go with L. Exactly. I got to go with L.
All right, then next up in the R&B music category, we got Lionel Richie versus Miles Davis.
Woo!
That's a good
one. You talking that Midwest. Now you talking about that Miles Davis curl or not. Yeah, okay.
And then you got that Alabama with Lionel Richie.
Oh man, you're right. Okay, I didn't know Lionel Richie from Alabama.
Yeah, they
the
kind of went to Tuskegee. They started at Tuskegee University.
Lionel Richie went to Tuskegee.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that wrong?
I believe
okay.
Lionel Richie's alpha too. Actually, I believe Lionel Richie's alpha too.
Okay, well shoot, I'm gonna go with Lionel, man.
I'm gonna go with Lionel, man.
Yeah. Miles, I think, you know, his curl was cool, but Lionel was more mainstream. He was like, man, that's a nice. You look at Lionel Richie curl and be like, man, that's a nice curl. You look at Lionel Richie and say, man, that's a nice curl. You say that about Lionel Richie. With Miles Davis, you'd be like, oh, man. It's that old boy. Like, you don't even acknowledge his curl. But Lionel Richie, you're going to acknowledge that curl. Yeah. So, I got to go with Lionel on that one.
All right. Next up, we got A.C. Slater. From
Saved by the Bell?
Saved by the Bell versus Stacy from The Wood.
Oh, man, them two different types of curls. Now, you got one guy that's from in Bayside High. That's the suburbs. And then you got this other guy from the streets of what? With the Inglewood?
Inglewood.
You got the Inglewood curl versus the Bayside High curl. Man, this is hard right here. I would say Stacy, but that Slater, the AC Slater curl, it was impeccable, man. He got him, you know.
Dude, he had a mullet with it. He had a mullet with a curl and a tail.
Yeah.
Remember the first season, he had a tail with it.
Yes. The AC Slater curl, man. I'm going to go with the AC because, you know, with that time, AC Slater, his curl had him so confident that he would just come in and sit the chair backwards, like turn the chair around. You're not confident you got to be to just come in somewhere and take somebody's whole chair, no matter what kind of chair it was. You're going to spin around backwards and just sit on. So, yeah, I'm going to go with that Slater curl, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up, and this is a TV movies category, we got Jerry Curl from Hollywood Shuffle versus Frenchie from In Living Color. Both Ken and Ivory Wayne Rose, both
serious
curls.
I know, man. I think that on the Hollywood Shuffle, I think that the one where the curl was shriveling up.
Yep, yeah, and then he was trying to, he needed the activator from Robert Townsend to live. Like, I need it.
Yeah, well, see, with that, I would say, I would maybe, just because that curl had a weakness, That girl show weakness. I'm gonna go with Frenchie.
Frenchie was popping, wasn't it?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go with Frenchie just because, you know, the Hollywood Shuffle crew, they had a weakness, and like Frenchie crew, it wasn't, you know, it was just activated. It didn't need no activator right then. I mean, it was just activated in general,
like automatically.
Yeah, it was automatic. Right.
All right. Next up, this is the sports category. We got Tommy the Hitman Hearns versus Sugar Ray Leonard.
These are two awesome girls when it boils down to it.
That's how hard the category is, though, that they in the playing game.
Yeah. You got two guys who are two of the best fighters of their time. And in general, both had immaculate curls. During that time where they both had curls, that was during the time where if your curl wasn't on point, you know, that could ruin your life.
Exactly.
That could ruin your life.
Tommy Hitman Hearns' curl was so popping. When he got his ass pulled by Hagler, the curl was popping as he was getting hit, and like the juices kept flowing backwards because he was getting hit so hard. It was so juicy.
Yeah, they could, juice flying everywhere. messing up ink on the scorecard. They were like, man, I thought I had a 10 right here. You know what? It don't matter.
Hey, what's so funny is, if you look at the fight, Hagler is going in a Hagler face too. So he like trying to fight. He like he rubbing up against him to get the curl off. Not even from
Hey, yeah, man, you fighting somebody, and every time you punch them, you hit them in the face, and you like, damn, hold on, bro. It's getting my eye, too.
And then he's trying to hit you, and you it's like almost like a blindness. Like, because the fight is called, I think, 90 Minutes of Hell, because it was like two rounds where they was just beating the hell out of each other. And I think that the part of it, he couldn't see. Hagler couldn't see, because the curl was coming.
Yeah.
But so who you got now? Tommy Hearns or Sugar Ray Leonard, man? I know it's hard, but who you got?
I might go with that Tommy Hearns. I'm going to go with that Tommy Hearns curl, man.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that Tommy Hearns curl.
All right. Last up in this. Go ahead.
I'm like, can you hear these cars passing in the background?
No.
Okay, cool. I was just making sure.
All right. Then we last up in the sports category. There's some great curls here. We got Eric Dickerson versus ex-Cardinal Felix Jose.
Anytime your name's Felix, okay? Anytime your name's Felix, with a curl, you won, period. Like, you won whatever you're doing with the curl, you won because your name's Felix and you got a curl.
Eric Dickerson wore a curl with goggles, though.
See what I'm saying? But still... What did the goggles symbolize? Or did it symbolize, hey, my curl so juicy?
Yeah.
I need goggles?
And the curl would go over the strap parts. Like, it was that luxurious that the curl would kind of lean over the band.
Okay, so the big luxurious. You said a big luxurious curl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He had a luxurious curl.
I'm still old Felix, man.
Okay.
Just like I said, because, you know, your name Felix, you got a curl, you won.
And randomly, but shout out to Freddie Gibbs. You know, his baby mom is Eric Dickerson's daughter.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs, Gangsta Gibbs. And shout out to him. He just dropped a new song, too. It's pretty dope.
Okay, shout out to Gibbs.
Yeah, because you know he just had all that drama. He was locked up overseas, man, for a rape, and he didn't do it.
Right, I remember that.
He just got out maybe a couple of months ago, but he just dropped the track. But yeah, that's Eric Dickerson, full circle. His daughter is Freddie Gibbs, his girlfriend and baby mama.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So in this bracket, so now we're gonna preview going forward. We're not gonna we just gonna tell you the rest of the bracket since some people are like, oh man, what happened to such and such? They in the bracket. All right. So the number one seed in this bracket that will go against the winner of South Central Cartel and Ronnie DeVoe is the great Ice Cube.
That's a good curl.
Yeah, that's a good. He's the number one seed. That's why he's the number one seed. Then in the next one below that, we got Full Force versus Curtis Blow.
That's a battle of the juggernaut. You're talking about full force their curls, like just as brothers. You got to think your brother made you up your game. Like you're like, man, I got to do a little better. So all of them brothers and having curls, I think that's a great matchup. But it also shows you say versus who?
Curtis Blow.
you got a 3-on-1. Yeah, a lot of people looking at it like, oh, that's a mismatch. No, but look at it this way. You know how strong your curl got to be for us to say, you know what? Yeah, your curl is strong enough for you to battle three people. So they cut his blow curl. You know, it was impeccable.
He had a curl in the 70s, too.
Yeah, that's Curtis, man. Curtis Blow.
Yeah, he's one of the originators of the curl in hip-hop, man. And
yes.
So next up after that, we got the winner of the Carl the Tooth Williams and Rick James will go up against the illustrious DJ Quick.
Oh, man, you talking about straight, sometimes I have to wear that bulletproof vest because I got that CPT sign written, man. Oh, man, hey, that DJ Quick curl. I think, like, for you know, hip-hop, gangster rap, curls, his is top three up there with Eazy-E's and Ice Cube.
Yeah, it's up there. Then we got the next match, MC Gusto from our namesake movie, CB4, versus Eazy-E. That's the bottom part of the bracket for the hip-hop. Eazy-E versus MC Gusto.
I'm going to go with that Easy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I got to go with Easy.
And so then we're going back to R&B, the number one seed. This is what he's the front runner. If you had to put odds in Vegas, he's the 1-to-1 odds winner that people would have to say. He goes against the winner of El DeBarge and Jamie Foxx. That would be Michael Jackson.
That's my all-time favorite curl. So to me, Michael Jackson is the Michael Jackson curl of just everything. I just think his curl is the standard for what we all admire. What a curl should be. You know, like Michael Jordan had a fadeaway jumper. It was like, man, everybody want to emulate that. But it takes the master of doing it to do it. And I just think with that curl, Michael Jackson, the way them sideburns laid down so perfectly, man. So perfectly. And they were angelic. They were angelic laid down on the side. I say, man. And so I'm going to have to get it. I got to go with my boy, man. I think he's going to take it all. That's what I'm rolling with.
That's your number one. All right.
Yeah.
We got then next in the bracket below him, we got Jermaine Jackson, his brother.
Oh,
versus
man.
Ready for the World.
Man, why you do that? Now, why you do that, man? Why you do that, man? That boy through Jermaine. For God, man, Jermaine, just what I said. Your family, if your family got a nice curl, that's going to make your curl that. Oh, man, I forgot about Jermaine's curl, man.
Jermaine versus Ready for the World. Which if he wins that, a potential matchup with his brother in the Sweet 16.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go with Jermaine, dog.
You
want
to go with Jermaine over Ready for the World?
Yeah. I know Ready for the World is a group, but the thing is, if you're part of the Jacksons and you mentioned Jackson and Curl in the same, they should really be one word, Jackson Curl. That should be one word.
They should have made it a product, almost.
Yeah, they should. They should have. Hey, for real, they should have. So my thing is, with that, I'm going to go with Jermaine just because of he's Michael Jackson's brother, and I just know Jermaine's curl is legendary, man. It might be the fifth person on Mount Rushmore of curls.
So that's gonna be a hell of a round there. So the number two seed in this bracket who will go against the winner of Lionel Richie and Miles Davis is a woman. Ola Ray.
Who is it?
Ola Ray.
Oh man. That Ola Ray curl.
Hey, that curl. Right. Her curl was is just as popping as Mike's in that video, wasn't it?
It was, man. Ola Ray had a beautiful curl. She was beautiful, and her curl was even better.
Hey, look,
man. Okay.
Ola Ray was fine, man. Like, Ola Ray
was
fine, man.
Yes, she was.
Dude, with a curl.
Michael, hey.
With a curl.
Mike was cheesing in that movie theater with that popcorn, eating it while she was looking at the movie. She was looking super good. Yeah, you're right.
Ola Ray looked bad with her curl. Then below that, we got the great RIP to Roger Troutman.
Oh, man.
Versus Evelyn Champagne King.
I'm gonna go with my boy Roger Troutman.
You going with Roger Troutman? Okay. Champagne, her middle name is Champagne for a reason.
I know, because that Jerry Curl juice poured down like champagne, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, and then let's go to the movie category. The number one seed in the movie category is the great Randy Watson.
What are you talking about? Central Chocolate?
Yes, sir.
Central Chocolate.
The number one
seed
in that bracket. And he
hey,
goes,
now, right, right,
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I said he goes against the winner of AC Slater and Stacy from the Wood.
I got to go with Randy Watson, man. I mean, I'm saying, like, between Randy and any well, you know what? I'm going to take some time to think about it. I'm taking time to think about it. All right. I got to see who goes against him.
Okay. Next up in that one, we got the illustrious Stoney Jackson taking on Pinky from Friday
Night. Say it again.
Oh!
I'm going with Pinky, man. That curl changed my life.
Stoney Jackson had a nice curl, too, now.
You said what? You said,
Stoney Jackson had a nice curl. I mean, he was that's what people named, when they was talking about great curls, Stoney Jackson's name was mentioned. I mean, it's going to be a good battle. I'm looking forward to that this weekend for them to go head-to-head and see what people think. All right, next up, the number two seed in this category. This movie, they got the number two seed, top two seeds, Daryl from Coming to America, man. He's the number two seed in the movies category, man.
Ain't that crazy? Two Daryls. Your name, Daryl, you had a curl before?
No, man, but I did want one as a kid, though.
Okay, I had a little box curl.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even count that. I'm talking about, I wanted the curl, man.
I did too.
Like, people want a front on that, but in 84, 85, 86, when we was in kindergarten, yo, you wanted a curl, man.
You wanted a curl.
Yeah, man. Because, dude, you got to think about how much it costs to maintain a curl. You got to have some money to maintain a curl efficiently.
You do. You got to have some 401k.
All right, and Daryl from Coming to America goes up against the winner of Jerry Curl from Hollywood Shuffle and Frenchie. So next up, we got from Pulp Fiction, Jules from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, you talking about Samuel Jackson?
Yeah. Versus from the Dragon.
You talking about two of the most flamboyant villains ever. Well, no, you know what? Pulp Fiction, he wasn't really a villain. He was like, you know, just I'm gonna say two of the most hardest curls, because showing up was hard.
Yeah, he was hard.
Samuel Jackson, he was hard too in Pulp Fiction. So man.
It's interesting that I put them matching up against each other, because Samuel was supposed to play showing up in the remake of that was a rumor he was supposed to be in the remake of Last Dragon.
Yeah, man. For you to have a curl during that period, and your curl, I'm talking about this dude had a curl, right? This dude went to a movie theater to stop the whole movie from showing, and you got a curl. Your curl gives you that much confidence to walk in anybody's movie theater and just have them stop the movie so you can fight Leroy, you know, and confront him. So that curl powered him into, if he didn't have that curl, he wouldn't have got his glow at the end of the movie. That glow, his glow came from his curl.
Right. he automatically had it.
yeah. So yeah, man, I might roll with showing up. No, you know what? No, I'm rolling with Sam from Pulp Fiction.
All right, that's the end of that category. So now, finally, sports. The number one seed is Deion Sanders.
Oh man. We talking about before that though. That curl was before that.
Curl was in 86, 87 in there, man. Yeah. He went to the curl. All gold chains on, suit.
Flamboyant.
On a cell phone. Think about that.
He would be the equivalent to if Ric Flair was black during that time.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good analogy. Ric Flair in the 90s.
Yeah, he would be the equivalent to.
That's real. All right, and he goes up against the winner, Tommy Hearns and Sugar Ray Leonard. Next up, this is the latest curl, and he's the newest curl to happen. Baron Davis.
The most recent curl.
And he actually jumped up the rankings. At first I was thinking about putting him in the playing game. I was like, but no, his curl, he came with it within the new millennium. So he's
within the last 5 years.
It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Baron Davis versus the great from the Seattle Seahawks. Some of y'all may have to Google him, Michael Cage. His curl was so luxurious and popping that he wasn't sweating, it was the curl during games. Michael Cage.
Well, remember him? I'm gonna still roll with BD, man. I think BD, that's gonna be my sleeper for this whole NJCC. It's gonna be Baron Davis, man.
All right, Baron Davis. You got Baron Davis.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Baron Davis.
All right, the number two seed in the sports region, the great Pedro Martinez.
Man, it's gonna be hard to beat anybody named Pedro that got a curl. Yeah, I'm gonna say that right now.
It was so bad. His curl was so bad that people on other teams thought that he was keeping the curl to cheat to be able to put his hand in his hair and grease the ball up. That's how.
Right. So he had it was almost like he had superpowers with his curl. Like, man.
And then he would rub his hair, you know, of course, because the curl is dripping, but then throwing the ball, so it's slipping. The ball is slippery.
Right. Man, you got to get rid of that curl, man. People was mad. Well, I'm going to go with Pedro just because if your name Pedro and you got a curl, it's the same ground to me as Felix. There's certain names. If you got a curl and you got this name, like, if your name's Jerome and you got a curl, that's automatic to me. Like, oh, man, your curl nice. I don't even need to see it. I just know it's nice. So Felix, Pedro with a curl, they got some nice curls.
Yeah,
period.
Some nice curls.
Period.
And last up, this is my dark horse to at least go pretty far than people think. This man's name is Eldon Pookie Reddick. People are like, who is Eldon Pookie Reddick? He's a hockey player in the 80s. Had a curl. If y'all Google it, he has a baseball card. His curl was so nice. It was a bang going over his eye on his hockey card. That's how good
he played hockey. He had a curl.
And yes, on ice. Think about it. And he got a helmet on. Look, the fumes probably kept him from being better. He only was in the league for 3 years.
He was lightheaded.
Yeah, he's lightheaded from the fumes. And he's going up against the great AC Green.
The AC Green, that was back when AC was a virgin.
Yeah, that's when he is a virgin. AC Green.
Yeah, I'm a roll with AC because I can't remember your guy.
Yeah, you got
to
remember
AC.
You know, and keep in mind, people, when you go to vote, we got the pictures of everyone too. If you don't know who they are, you get to see the pictures of their curls with that, so you don't have to worry about necessarily knowing who everybody is in this situation. But man, it's gonna be a great tournament, man. It's gonna be good, man. So you think MJ's gonna win this all?
I got MJ, and I think my dark horse is going to be Baron Davis' curl because it's new and it's kind of fresh. So that's going to be my dark horse. MJ for the win. You said what?
Because the fact that he did it post the time it was popular. He got to get some points for that. Baron Davis may knock off Deion in the next round if he gets farther. He may go.
It's possible.
He may go to the Final Four.
It's possible. So Baron Davis, BD, that's my one of my favorite point guards ever, too. But, yeah, definitely one of my, I'm going to say this is my dark horse for he might be him and MJ in the end.
Man,
I don't know.
Man, that'd be a hell of a final, boy, wouldn't it? MJ versus Baron Davis. We might, if they get that far, we may have to tweet Baron Davis and let him know he in the finals.
Yeah.
If Baron Davis makes it to the finals, we may have to be like, hey, man, you made it to the championships of the NJCC.
yeah, we're gonna let them know the NJCC is alive and well. We know that you have a competitive spirit, and we know you want this win.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Shout
out to everybody that's in this, man. Javon, we're gonna do a feedback episode, people. We actually recorded one, but it got messed up on our audio side, so we apologize for that. I know people have been wanting us to get some feedback, some different stuff. Me and Javon, we'll get that done over this next week with all your questions and thoughts on different stuff. Especially, I know a lot of people have a lot of hip-hop questions for us. But make sure y'all email us, straightolc@gmail.com, straightolc on Twitter, Stroud Locast fan page on Facebook, and all those places you can get the links for voting. Make sure you go to vote in this tournament. The link will also be in the show notes for you guys to check out as well. Javon, anything been going on you want to let people know about before we sign off and where they can hit you up at?
Well, hey, I'm saying, just hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, at Javon, JOVANVIPBS, on everything. And, hit me up, man. I'm here, man.
Yeah, man. I'm here. Vote. Vote, people. Vote. I mean, you didn't vote in the election.
Vote.
But vote here.
Yeah.
You're gonna vote for Trump. Vote in this. This is going to be the best, man. But, man, we as always, we appreciate y'all listening. Holla at y'all. Peace. Come on.
this ain't my hair.